Good morning. Let's go on the record, please, and begin this hearing. My name is Freya Hilburn. I am a hearing examiner with the North Carolina Utilities Commission and have been assigned to preside over this public hearing today. The commission calls for hearing docket number W-1274 sub 7, which is in the matter of an application by Lake Junaluska Assembly, Inc., LJA, for an application for a certificate of public convenience and necessity, CPCN, for providing water and sewer utility service in Lake Junaluska Assembly service area in Haywood County, North Carolina, and for approval of rates. LJA is a North Carolina nonprofit corporation formed in 1938. LJA is affiliated with the United Methodist Church and was recognized by the Internal Revenue Service as a tax-exempt charitable organization in 1959. In docket number W-1274 sub 0, by order dated December 19, 2007, the commission granted a CPCN to Southeastern Jurisdictional Administrative Council doing business as Lake Junaluska Assembly. On June 23, 2009, in docket number W-1274 sub 4, LJA filed a petition with the commission requesting exemption from regulation pursuant to North Carolina General Statute Section 62-110.5. On August 18, 2011, the commission granted LJA's petition, and LJA was exempt from commission regulation unless and until such time that circumstances change so that the regulation of LJA is required. On October 11, 2017, in docket number W-1274 sub 5, Timothy F. Helen filed a formal complaint with the commission against LJA, alleging that the organization is no longer eligible for exemption from commission regulation and must file for a CPCN. On October 18, 2017, in docket number W-1274 sub 6, Walt Logan filed a complaint with the commission against LJA, alleging that the organization refuses to make available financial information regarding its operation of utility services and should no longer be exempt from commission regulation. LJA filed a response in docket number W-1274 subs 5 and 6 on November 1st, 2017, denying the allegations of both Mr. Fallon and Mr. Logan, but consented to be regulated by the commission. Docket number W-1274 subs 5 and 6 were consolidated by order dated November 2nd, 2017. On April 23rd, 2018, in docket number W-1274 subs 5 and 6, the commission issued an order revoking the exemption granted to LJA in docket number W-1274 sub 4 and requiring LJA to file an application for a CPCN within 120 days of the date of the order. On August 20, 2018, in docket number W-1274 subs 5 and 6, LJA filed a motion for extension of time. On August 21, 2018, the commission granted LJA an extension of time until September 29, 2018 to file its application. On September 28, 2019, LJA filed its application for a CPCN to provide water and sewer utility service in Lake Junaluska Assembly Service Area in Haywood County, North Carolina, and for approval of rates. According to its application, LJA provides water service to approximately 855 customers and sewer service to approximately 823 customers. On January 25, 2019, LJA filed a request for interim authority to operate pursuant to Commission Rules R7-20 and R10-16, which was granted by Commission Order issued on February 13, 2019. On August 12, 2019, LJA amended its application and requested authority to pass on the increased cost of purchased bulk sewer treatment from the town of Waynesville in the interim pending approval of the CPCN application. By order dated September 23rd, 2019, the commission approved a metered wastewater pass-through of 31 cents per 100 cubic feet, or CCF, for the bulk wastewater rate increase by the town of Waynesville. On October 9, 2019, LJA filed its certificate of service as required by the commission's September 23rd, 2019 order. On October 14, 2019, the commission issued an order scheduling hearings and requiring customer notice. That order scheduled a public hearing for 9 a.m. on Thursday, December 12, 2019, at the Haywood County Courthouse in Waynesville, North Carolina, for the sole purpose of receiving testimony from LJA customers. According to the customer notice, for the average monthly residential bill with usage of 3.77 CCF, LJA has proposed rates that would result in a monthly bill of $32.08 for water and $34.76 for wastewater. In addition, in 2014, LJA began a 10-year infrastructure improvement plan, primarily for detecting and eliminating leaks in the water distribution system and for infrastructure improvements to the wastewater collection system, funded by customer assessments and spending approximately $200,000 per year. All of LJA's water and wastewater utility plant has been paid for by the customers, and LJA has no rate base. To continue its infrastructure improvement plan, LJA has applied for the approval of monthly assessments to address problems in the aged water distribution and wastewater collection systems. The proposed capital improvement monthly assessment per each residential and commercial customer with a 3/4-inch water meter would be $8.14 for water and $8.14 for wastewater utility service. Commercial customers with larger water meters would pay larger assessments under the company's proposed plan. The October 14, 2019 order also scheduled an evidentiary hearing for the sole purpose of receiving expert testimony from LJA, the public staff, and interveners for 10 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, January 29, 2020, in the Dobbs Building in Raleigh, North Carolina. On November 4 and 5, 2019, Timothy F. Fallon and John L. Davis, respectively, filed motions to intervene, which were allowed by commission orders issued on November 22, 2019. Also on November 5, 2019, LJA filed its certificate of service indicating that customer notice was provided as required by the October 14, 2019 order. On December 9, 2019, LJA filed direct testimony of Jack Carlisle, Sandy Crenshaw, and Jerry Tweed. That brings us up to date. Will the parties please announce their appearances, beginning with the company?
Good morning, ma'am. Dan Higgins with the Perms Day and Fresno firm. I'm appearing on behalf of the Lake Genesco Assembly.
Good morning, Hearing Examiner Hilbert. William Grantmeyer, public staff attorney representing the using and consuming public, and with me is utilities engineer, public staff, Gina Cassaberry.
Thank you. And is someone from the company with us as well?
Yes, ma'am. This is Mr. David Nicholson, who's the director of Assembly Public Works.
Thank you. Welcome, Mr. Nicholson. Mr. Grantmeyer, do we have any public witnesses who would like to make a statement this morning?
Yes. Three have signed up to date. Some more may decide to. But I'm going to call you one by one, and the place you would testify from is next to the court reporter. You'll be asked probably to spell your name so the court reporter could have it correctly. We do give her this list, but my name, Grantmeyer, no one can spell it correctly. So But if you're a Smith or a Jones, we won't ask you to spell your name. But Charles Lipp is the first one who signed up. You'll be asked to be sworn. Yeah, go sit.
And I will swear you in or affirm if you prefer. You would just place your left hand in front of the Bible and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the statement you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
My name is Charles Lipp. Last name is spelled L-I-P-P. I reside at 401 Methodist Drive in Lake Junaluska. I am a member of the Junaluska Assembly Community Council, the Board of Directors of Junaluska Assembly Property Owners Organization, as well as a member of the Board of Trustees of Lake Junaluska Assembly Incorporated. I am here speaking on behalf of myself as a customer of the utility. I am a graduate engineer with a bachelor's degree in chemical engineering from Iowa State University. I was employed by the Dow Chemical Company for 36 years, the last 20 years in the Fluid Mechanics and Mixing Group of Corporate Research and Development. At the time of my retirement, I had a title of technical leader. Post-retirement, I'm active as an independent consultant focusing on complex fluid mechanics and spray technology. I am a member of the American Water Works Association, member number 1103997. In December of this year, I attended the North American Water Works Association's North America Water Loss Conference in Nashville, Tennessee.
Excuse me, did you say water lost?
Water loss.
L-O-S-S.
L-O-S-S, correct.
Thank you. Please proceed.
In 2017, I believe, I conducted a water loss audit per using the free software and of the American Water Works Association with their standard M36 fourth edition, and I provided that summary to the community council at a meeting. In additional discussion, I will use the definitions of standard in that audit. One of the things that I have noted is that there is a track record of reducing water loss. For example, in 2009, the water loss, or non-revenue water, more accurately stated, was 37%, and that was reduced in 2019 to approximately 21%. Correlating the data presented on non-revenue water, this represents an average reduction of 1.44% per year. The non-revenue water is reported regularly at Junaluska Assembly Community Council meetings, as well as the volume of water lost. One of the things I have noted as a resident is that the system of rehabilitating the water and sewer system is planned and carried out as much as possible in an effort to bring together water and sewer repairs and refurbishment, followed by street resurfacing as a good steward of the funds that are available. For example, Liberty Road area was water and sewer lines were refurbished, followed by repaving of the street. In that effort, improvement was enabled in the that local fire hydrant to increase its capacity. Turning now to the water loss audit, that's a considerable amount of information, perhaps beyond the scope of this this hearing and the nature of the discussion. I would point out that the variable cost for water, because it's purchased from the town of Waynesville, is an incremental cost of $7,152 per million gallons. When comparing that with baseline data from the M36 standard, this is higher than any of the reported values, perhaps because of the location in the mountains. The main purpose in a water loss audit, beyond quantifying the amount of water loss, is to provide a economic information for that. I would note that water loss auditing is not required by the state of North Carolina, but is recommended practice by the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality, Division of Water Infrastructure. All of the work, especially the water loss audit, was done pro bono at no cost to the community or the system. That concludes the. I have a graph that shows this water loss over time. Would that be appropriate to enter into the record?
Yes, we would ask that be identified as LIP Exhibit 1.
And without objection, that will be around. Okay, it'll be so identified.
I have some follow-up, very brief follow-up questions.
Yes, and you can hand that to the court reporter. It will be part of the official transcript. Mr. Kramer.
You're aware that the, we'll call it LJA, Lake Junaluska Assembly, is a requested continuation of the surcharge of $8 and some odd cents a month, both for water and wastewater, to continue their upgrades to the distribution system and collection system. From your testimony, I assume you support the continued work, is that correct?
I do.
Now, you understand if the public staff supports that continuation, which is probable, we haven't finished yet, the public staff will require reports either quarterly or semi-annually from LJA as to all the expenditures and what was accomplished, along with copies of paid invoices. Do you support that reporting?
I always support good reporting of the expenditures of money and the results from that.
Now, I'm assuming you still have a paper copy of your audit and report that you gave to LJA.
I do.
Would you be kind enough to file that with the commission as LIP Exhibit 2, so that the commission would have that availability to see that, as would the public staff?
I would be more than happy to do that.
If you could send it to me, I'll give you, I will get it filed with the commission.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Raymer. Mr. Higgins?
I don't have any questions for Mr. Lipp.
Okay, Mr. Lipp, can I just ask you, how long have you resided in that community?
I believe we've resided here about 3 years. I think we moved here in 2015, 2014, 2015.
Thank you. You can step down, ma'am. So I told you when to ask me a question. Karen Green Vault. Spell your last name.
I will. Thank you. My name is Karen Greenwalt. My last name is spelled G-R-E-E-N-W-A-L-D-T. I am a retired United Methodist Church elder and moved to Lake Junaluska about 6 years ago. My husband and I are homeowners at Lake Junaluska, and we live at 144 Branscombe Road. In my working life, I was the CEO, I retired from being the CEO of the General Board of Discipleship, which is a United Methodist International Resource Agency. And we had staff deployed over all of the United Methodist ministries across the world. We've been homeowners here at Lake Junaluska for 10 years. And as I said, we retired here 6 years ago. I am on the community council and currently serve as its chairperson. I'm also on the board of trustees for Lake Junaluska Assembly, Inc. I have been sitting in the back of the community council meetings for the years that we've been here and decided to run for the community council over a year ago. And I have been very impressed by the work that Lake Junaluska has done over these years that we've been paying attention and have noted the intensive effort to reduce water waste. And that affects non-revenue water system revenue. I've been impressed by the fact that the every month when we, well, 10 months out of the year when we have meetings, the water reduction rates are listed publicly for all of us in the meeting to see whether we're members of the community council or whether we are actually just sitting in the area in the room watching the meeting. It is clear to me that Lake Junaluska Assembly Incorporated has paid attention to water waste and that it is working hard over the years with, frankly, reduced revenue. I believe we need more revenue, frankly, to do the work that's needed to replace freshwater and wastewater pipes in the ground. The staff are very clear to tell us where the most frankly, ancient of the pipes are, and they are working on those replacement pipes first, unless, of course, there is an immediate need to replace a pipe because of a break in the water system line. Our experience is that the Lake Junaluska staff are very responsive to the immediate call out for pipes that have burst or for water meters that have broken. They come immediately, even if it's in the middle of the night. I also am very grateful that over these years, the Public Works Office is working to replace all of the water meters from the old mechanical ones to the radio red ones. And frankly, I am very grateful that we have those systems now in place in most of the homes and buildings at Lake Junaluska Assembly grounds. And it means that, frankly, if I'm out of town for 2 or 3 weeks and suddenly my water meter begins to spike, I will get a call and I will know soon that, in fact, we have a problem with water at our house. I'm also very grateful that there are plans for a multi-year attention to water needs, including the replacement of water, freshwater pipes, wastewater pipes, and increasing attention to the water holding tank that is up on Susie's Knob. I, as I've said, I'm very grateful for the excellent quality of service. And frankly, I would hope that the Public Utilities Commission would continue to allow additional monies over and above the cost of water and wastewater so that pipes, in fact, can be replaced and that attention can be paid to where we have water leakage, where we have ancient pipes, and where we need to do ongoing treatment and repair of the system. I could go on with my list, but I'll stop by saying that I'm very grateful for the good work of the Assembly Public Works Department, and over the years have had really no reason to lodge a complaint about their work, and I'm grateful now that they are working with the North Carolina Public Utilities Commission.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Mr. Higgins.
I have no questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Correll.
You did a good job of that.
She's a good witness. You've got some.
I can't think about it for now.
Oh,
name.
You've got a crazy name like mine, you have to learn how to pronounce.
I understand. Y'all both are very good. Thank you.
Good morning. I will swear you in. If you will raise your right hand, Bible, raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the statement you're about to give shall be the truth, not the truth, and the truth, but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Please state your name and spell it.
My name is Jim Correll, C-O-R-R-E-L-L. I'm a resident of Lake Juneau, Alaska, living at 18 Kilgore Road. I'm also a member of the Lake Juneau, Alaska Community Council and recently finished a term on the Lake Juneau, Alaska Property Owners Board of Directors. We have owned our home at Lake Juneau, Alaska since August of 1988. It was built about 1915, so it's one of the older homes at the lake, and it's also located in an area where we still have lots of old pipes. And over the years, I have been pleased to see the work that's been done by our Public Works Department to upgrade the water and sewer systems. I can see where they put new pipes inside of our house and look forward to having them at our house, and therefore I want to support the recommendations of the Community Council and Board of Trustees for water and sewer rates and repair of old pipes, and would be willing to pay more if they ask for it.
And repairing the pipes avoids leaks, that is, which can be dangerous in the wintertime when the leaks freeze over and ice up. Is that correct?
Well, that happens, you know. you know, we still have the old, as I understand it, the old galvanized water pipes, and there are old sewer pipes that give problems near our home, and I personally look forward to the day when we can have a new and up-to-date system throughout the community.
So you support 100% the continuation of the assessments to continue to replace those pipes as necessary?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
No questions.
Thank you, Mr. Correll.
Does anyone else want to make a statement? The three statements we have are very good. Apparently not.
We have one.
Okay. It's Jennifer. You won't have to sign up. You can just go on and that nice young lady will get all the information. Please state your name.
My name is Mike Jordan. I'm the real one.
Could you spell Jordan? I believe it's J-O-R-D-A-N.
You are correct.
Okay, please, can you state your street address?
313 Littleton Road, Lake Juneau, Alaska.
And you are a customer of Lake Juneau, Alaska?
I am. Okay.
I'm sorry, good grammar. The court reporter needed.
I did not hear the address, 313.
313 Littleton Road.
Please proceed with your statement.
Yes. I am a resident of Lake Juneau, Alaska for the last 72 years. My parents bought a home there in 1943. I got to Lake Juneau, Alaska as fast as I could in 1947. My dad was a Methodist minister, and I was also, which means we're not there full time up until the last 6 years when I retired. But I have seen Lake Juneau, Alaska evolve through the years to do many great things, including our current Assembly Public Works organization, which has done miraculous things over the years that some folks have said never could be done. In 2014, that man sitting next to the beautiful woman on his left became our Assembly Public Works director. At that time, in October of 2014.
Which beautiful woman are you talking about?
On the front row.
Okay.
His name is Jack Carlisle. He's Dave Harding's predecessor. For a number of years, the administration told folks at Lake Junaluska that we could not possibly fix our own infrastructure, and we needed to become part of Waynesville and let them look after us. As the Mountaineer reported a number of times, Waynesville's infrastructure was in worse shape than ours was. Jack Carlisle took over our Assembly Public Works in October 2014, worked through October, November, December, January, February, March of 2015. And at the month of April, at the next community, community council meeting, he reported that he worked replacing pipes, and his crew, great crew of young men, well, not young, all of them, younger than I am, but a great crew of folks who worked on our waterworks and water and sewer. Though it was said that we could not stop our water loss, at the May 2015 community council meeting, Jack reported that he had allowed the pipes to lie fallow, did not do any work in April, let the pipes lie fallow to see if we could if they made any improvement. The water loss dropped from 32% to 22%. He reported that time, which is absolutely stunning. I think Jack referred to it as a stunning result. It was, some of us who were active in opposing annexation by Waynesville took that information to Raleigh, spoke before the House, I can't remember which committee, but anyway, one intelligence committee, they don't have that there. But anyway, the House decided to not allow Waynesville to annex us, and so we're deeply grateful this man and his crew saved us from going through that. Lake Junaluska is a place where we're giving the history of Lake Junaluska, if people have read the books, or I've lived through 72 years of them, where we have supported each other, supported the lake administration to do good things. Not always good things have come up, but we've worked very hard to make good things happen. And I'm very pleased to report that they are still doing those things with Dave Harding's help and others.
So you are 100% in favor of continuing assessments to continue the water loss improvements?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
No, ma'am, no questions.
Does anyone else want to make a statement? You've had three excellent quarters. You weren't signed up, and we're looking at three here. Well, we're basically done for today.
I was just going to
say, Dave Nicholson will be available after the hearing if any of the customers have questions.
Right, thank you. Company's available, the public staff will be available also after the hearing concludes in just a moment to talk with you just informally to answer any questions you may have. I can tell you the process next in the process is, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, we just had some testimony filed by the company on December the 9th. The next step, the public staff will file their testimony and their recommendation to the commission. And then the commission will make the decision regarding this CPC and application and the approval of the rates. And I do want to point out, as Bill Bretmer said earlier, before we came on the record, this evidentiary hearing that will convene in Raleigh on January the 29th, that will be heard by the full commission. And our Commissioner Graham Bland will be presiding. So I was sent today to hear the public response to the application. As you can see, it's being transcribed. That written transcript and audio will be available to the commissioners to hear. I am a staff consultant to the commissioners. They will, you know, ask me directly. I will have direct conversation with them regarding what I heard today, you know, how many people attended. I mean, only four spoke, but I wanted to tell them how many came out in support or in wanting to know what was going on. So I will relay all that information to them. If you come to the hearing on January the 29th in Raleigh, as Bill Grantmar said, you won't be able to testify again because we have your information on the transcript in the official docket, but you would be able to observe the proceeding where the company presents their expert witnesses, the public staff presents their expert witnesses, and there'll be question and answer dialogue that day. It's not just giving statements. There will be where each party gets to cross-examine the other party. And the commissioner will ask questions if they have any. And then after that concludes, after the hearing concludes in Raleigh, then the commissioner, presiding commissioner, will ask for a proposed order from each of the parties of how they would like the commission to decide the matter. And we usually give them about 30 days after the transcript is ready to file those official proposed orders in the docket. So you would be able to go online at our www.ncuc.net, that was on your customer notice, using the docket number that was on your customer notice, and you can follow, you know, every step from the end of today until this concludes. So you'll be able to see the transcript be loaded or filed into the docket. You can go back and see what you said, the four of you who testified. When the hearing starts in January, that transcript will be available. So even if you don't want to travel to Raleigh in January, you can later read it line by line. You can see every word that was said. And like I say, the expert testimony and schedules will be filed in that same docket too. So you can follow it from here in Waynesville or at Lake Junaluska, or please feel free to come to Raleigh in a little bit if you like.
Won't there be an audio of the January 29 hearing also? I'll post it on the commission's website.
Yes, thank you, Bill Grantmar. Yes, it'll be an audio so you can hear it live. Yes. From your computer, you click on a button and it will allow you to hear it. And I'm assuming if your system has the capability. I'm not an IT person, so I don't know all that. But it's out there filed in the docket system where you can click on it from your computer. So I know I can. I can click on it and hear it live. Yes. So you don't have to read the transcript. You can actually hear it. It allows you to fast forward through it or back up and hear it again if you need to. It's a very good tool. So with that,
it's a long drive to Raleigh. You might want to consider that.
So we appreciate, the commission appreciates all of you coming out today. We especially appreciate the four that came up and gave their statements, so that the commission will know how the customers feel, know what their response to this proceeding is. And for now, we will adjourn, but we will reconvene at 10 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, January 29, 2020, in Raleigh, North Carolina. So thank you all for coming out.